Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hot Body Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along, Monday morning episode. Apologies that there was no episode on Friday. That was because we both had our booster jabs on Thursday. Unknown to each other. We just did it. It was just Cosmos, wasn't it? The Cosmos provided the boosters for us. And the boosters promptly
Mine was actually on Wednesday, but the side effects didn't really kick in until Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Or they might have done, but I didn't notice them. I just thought I had a bad back. Right. And then suddenly I was like, oh no, everything's fucking aching.
Yeah.
And I'm really tired. Oh no, it's that fucking jab.
Yeah. It kind of just came over me like a sort of... a slow wave of like that achiness and tiredness. Yeah. And then it was Thursday morning when I had it. And then by bedtime on Thursday, I just needed to sleep. But then I was really cold and shivery, you know, like kind of when you have a bit of a flu.
Well, I went straight from having my jab to West Ham versus Brighton. And it was fucking freezing, right? And I was sitting there because I was just like, they go, can you wait 15 minutes to make sure you're not ill? I'm like, ah, God, just fucking jab it. So they jabbed it and I just fucked off, right? And they were like, the volunteers like, excuse me? Ah, fuck off, I've got places to be.
I'll fucking start swinging.
Okay, and I have West Ham. So I went over West Ham and I was like, just sat there fucking, and it was a cold night, but I was like shivering in my seat at half time so badly, shivering and aching that I thought, fucking hell, I might go home. This is a shit game and I feel shit. But at the time, I didn't put two and two together. I didn't realise it was the jab. I just thought, hell, it's cold and I'm freaking out. But don't worry, everyone, because you get better after 24 hours.
You do.
And also, it's quite nice, isn't it? Because on Friday, when it dawned on me that I was going to be good for nothing... Mm. And you were like, look, I feel fucked. Let's, you know, and we were like, let's not do it. And then I had a couple of other things I had to do. So I just thought, great, I'll cancel those. And then you think, ah, lovely and ill. There was part of me that just thought, oh, lovely and ill for the day. The day's one big write-off. Oh, lovely. And I just like, you know, texted a couple of other people or little things I'd do. Says, sorry, I'm ill, can't do it. And then I was just like, right, I'm just going to fucking play FIFA career mode. Mm-hmm. Where watch Succession, which I missed earlier in the week, because I've been too busy watching Get Back. You know, it just eat some shit food, drink like so much tea that it was fucking stupid.
It was lovely. My dear was just tea, paracetamol, and snooker on the telly. It was fucking great. I loved it.
It's a shame when you're ill for a long time. No one wants long COVID or anything life threatening, but a day of being fairly ill is fucking good.
It's good for you. Yeah,
it's really good to be a bit ill for one day once in a while.
It's enforced just rest lifestyle, isn't it?
It is, so, because you don't have any of the guilt either. You don't think, I should be doing this. You're just like, I kept my gym jams on all day. Gym jams and dressing gown and slippers, mate.
Fucking lovely. No, it was nice. A long weekend, wasn't it? So but you were at West Ham Brighton.
West Ham Brighton, that was on Wednesday. And then on Saturday, I went to West Ham Chelsea. So it's been a good week
for me. Two home games in the week. It was Wednesday. Went to Sunderland versus Oldham in the Papa John's Trophy first knockout round, which we lost 1-0. And as now happens in non-season ticket matches, my son does not sit with me. He goes off and he sits with his pals. He goes up at the back of the stand where the noisy cunts all hang out, and he sings songs that are littered with swear words and all that sort of thing. And he takes a bag of Starburst that he shares out with them all.
Oh, wonderful. That's really nice. So, oh, I'll feel sad though when Len starts doing that.
Well, that's it. It's a gradual, the gradual disconnect, isn't it? Because he's nearly 14 now.
We had a great day, me and him. It's so great when you go, because obviously he didn't come to the midweek because he's too young. But he came to the Chelsea game, and it was such a wonderful, exciting game. And it is fucking great when you're there with your kid, and your kid's going, like, getting as excited or more excited than you are. Do you know what I mean? And singing and all the rest of it. And I will miss that.
So that's,
but at the same time, part of it, I'll miss it. But on the other hand, I'll be looking at it like I'm sure you are with your son and thinking, yeah, fucking hell, he's having a great time with his starbursts and his swearing. A great day out. Totally. Three S's. Sunderland, swearing, and starbursts.
Completely.
You can't beat it. What a Saturday.
What a triumvirate. So he's doing that. I mean, it's all happening because he's doing that. My daughter is 18, just after Christmas, and her plans for her 18th birthday are to go out drinking. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, fuck no, how did this happen? How did it come to this? And it's just like you said there, that they're just fucking doing their own thing and flying the nest, almost.
Talking of drinking in Sunderland specifically, I told Len about the legend of the Sunderland shitter.
Yeah.
Callum
Mawson. Mawson.
Mm-hmm. I said, come, son.
There is a tale to tell.
Sit with me and listen to a tale, a great tale, a tale for the ages, a tale of the Sunderland shitter. And he was spellbound and he had a few questions. And I said, well, don't let me answer those questions. Let the Sunderland shitter himself answer them.
Speak
and I
for
played
himself.
Him. I went on YouTube and called up my interview. Very much a sort of a landmark interview that I conducted.
I like how you said called up there. Did you, as if you used voice search?
I pulled it up.
Internet, bring me the Callum Mawson interview.
Show me Sunderland shitter interview, 2018.
Request ends.
And, I showed Len it before he went to school, and it's his dad.
Yeah.
It's about 4 years ago, his dad, but already well into his 40s, an experienced journalist, sat with a teenage boy asking him very detailed questions about the time where he allegedly shat in the Stadium of Light because he was so pissed. He'd been drinking the, what do you call it?
It was the dark fruits, wasn't it? The dark fruits,
that's
it.
He'd been on the dark fruits all day, and all he'd eaten in 24 hours was two advent calendar chocolates. That was actually how the conversation started, is that Len has found himself in possession of two advent calendars this year. And he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You can't have two chocolates per day. And I said, some people can. And he went, people like who, father?
Rich people?
I'll tell you who, son. Well,
kings, princes,
why tell you it when I can sing you it? Bunk, 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 boodaloo, bunk, bunk. There was a guy called Callum. He came from Sunderland. I said, yeah, no. I said, I met a kid once who ate two advent calendar chocolates because he had two advent calendars. And then he got so drunk that he did a shit in the Stadium of Light. I showed him the interview and he was like, it's interesting watching a boy as he sees his dad conducting that kind of interview and sort of seeing the expression on his face as the respect he once held for you melts away into confusion.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And then contempt.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It was hard to say.
But Daddy, I thought you were a journalist.
Yeah, I thought you were a proper journalist. Why are you interviewing this boy? And at the end,
this dirty boy.
At the end, the bit that I couldn't show Len, I had to quickly press stop. Was because at the end of the interview, what I'd forgotten was, I said, well, listen, Callum, it's great that we've heard your story and blah, blah, blah. And we, on this show, when we meet extra special people who have gone above and beyond in their behaviour, we like to honour them with a special award that we give to very few people. And I thought, what's this? And right last minute, I remembered what the award was called, so I had to quickly stop it and watch it on my own later. But I honoured Callum Mawson with the Sam Delaney's news thing, inaugural Cheeky Cunt Award.
Inaugural. First and last.
for people who are particularly cheeky cunts, like him.
Yeah.
And it was quite a big ceremony and quite an elaborate award we gave to him. But luckily I didn't go as far as to show Len that bit. But yeah, drinking, the kids going out drinking. I mean, my daughter's 14, but she hasn't got drunk yet. Mm-hmm. But her mates have started getting drunk. She's the youngest of all of them, and she's a bit like, well, I don't know why they're doing all that. And I go, yeah. But then I think, well, you will probably soon start to
it's inevitable.
What I call drunk curious.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's
well, I was a bit just outraged there? Because my water bottle fell off my desk. Don't worry, I'll have my studio fixed in the new year in the garden, and there'll be less chaos as I
fucking
record.
Hell. Lovely.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalapeño.
Yeah, she said, look at this. And basically her friend, I won't name the friend, but her friends for her birthday had been given a birthday card by her own family. I think by her like mum and stepdad. And it was a sort of they'd got a bottle of like Smirnoff Red Label, an image of it. And then they'd changed the label, like the main image on the centre of the label, to a picture of this gal, my daughter's friend, when she was pissed. And this is the parents, right? So the parents have taken a picture of her when she's come home pissed, 15, right? And she looks the right state. And then as a joke for her birthday, they've mocked up a bottle of Smirnoff, but with her face on the label, pissed.
Fucking hell.
Right? And I don't think of myself as a particularly prim or judgy parent. But I was like, her parents did this? And she went, yeah, it was when she, because my daughter was showing me the image, and I was like, when did she get pissed? She went, oh, round at so-and-so's nan's house. And I was like, so-and-so's nan's? And what's the nan there? And she went, yeah, but she's got a sort of a, well, funnily enough, a garden shed, one of these ones that I'm getting.
Oh,
you
right,
know? Yeah. And the nan lets them go in there. And they got a bottle of vodka and they all just drank it and got really pissed and threw up in it. And I said, so the nan allowed them to get drunk on vodka in a shed in her garden. A nana, right? And then the parents are so amused by this that they celebrate it using Photoshop for her birthday. And like my daughter's like, Dad, chill out. I told you this because I thought you'd find it funny. And now, like so many of these things, I tell you these things because I think you're going to find it funny. And you fucking start going mental about it and freaking out. She went, I'm not going to tell you things in future. And I thought, well, fair enough. I mean, I do need to keep it. I mean, I can be privately outraged or confused or scared. I have to try and play it cool and go, fair enough. So it's pretty cool.
I'm a cool dad. Yeah. Hilarious.
Unfortunately, I really play my hand and I've got to learn how not to do that. And I love what the hell's going on. Chaos. Oh, my God. Why are your friends drinking alcohol? Make them stop.
What are we doing this weekend? Should we try a little bit of heroin together?
Hey, listen, I got some heroin? I got some good intel from Broadmoor at the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Do you remember my mate who was the, it's where sort of, it was really the roots of the John Pigface thing on this podcast, which we did at our live show last year, because it was John Pigface who used to ring up. My mate was the head of communications at Broadmoor quite a few years ago now. And he was the one who told me that they used to ring up every year and say, we've heard that they're having turkey. All the trimmings.
All the trimmings.
Right. And as I've explained before, the policy was that they said, we don't comment on what goes on in prison, with regard to individual prisoners. And as a result of not commenting, John Pigface got the green light to print it because they hadn't issued an official denial.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was talking to him. I was saying, oh, it's John Pigface season again, because I was out of him on Saturday night, right? And I was like, yeah, John Pigface season again. All the old, this is what they're having for dinner in all prison stories are bubbling up. And he went, yeah. And I said, you know, that all comes from, I said, we were just talking about what a popular story it was. And he went, oh, that wasn't the best one. We changed the policy in the end, where we did issue denials. He went, I changed the policy after years of it being official Broadmoor policy. And I said, what made you change it? And he went, oh, it was Peter Sutcliffe's birthday. And get ready for this, right? I nearly texted you this from the restaurant on Saturday night, but then I thought, nah, I don't want to blow it.
Save it, save it, yeah.
He goes, it was Peter Sutcliffe's birthday, and a John Pigface type character called up from whatever, the Sun or whatever.
The Dilly
and
Pig.
He goes, yeah, well, right, it was Sutcliffe's birthday last week, wasn't it?
I can't believe he's allowed to have a birthday.
Yeah. And he goes,
should have stripped him of it.
And he goes, we're not commenting. And he goes, oh, it's a matter of fact. It's a matter of fact when his birthday was.
Public record.
You can't deny it. Right, and he's going, all right, yeah, it was. Yeah, what? Say what? He goes, right, we've heard. Right, this is what he actually did. And I have to say that I'm quoting specifically here. He said, we've heard, right?
We've heard.
We've heard.
Yeah.
Right? That you laid on a barbecue for him and his mates in the grounds of Broadmoor.
the sacred grounds of Castle Broadmoor.
And he goes, and that's not all. It was a barbecue that segued into a karaoke party later in the evening.
Peter Sutcliffe karaoke. Yorkshire Ripper sing-along. Confirm or deny.
He sang Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, followed by Wonderwall by The Oasis, showing that he has kept up with modern tunes whilst he's been inside.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Fucking hell.
He finished it off with Ice Ice Baby. Right? Fucking hell. My mate went, well, of course we didn't have a barbecue for the Yorkshire Ripper's birthday. He went, we didn't, look, this is like a psychiatric home for violent prisoners. He goes, we're not going to say, all right, well, let's give them all access to fire. They have spontaneously segued into a fucking karaoke bar? Like, I tell you what, lads, this fucking barbecue's going, this barbecue's mint. It's fucking brilliant. I tell you what, who fancies a bit of a fucking sing-song? Yeah, fuck it. We hadn't planned it, but if you go in the governor's office, right, he's got a karaoke machine in there that he usually just uses privately, but he won't mind. Go in there. It's the key. Go in there, grab the governor's karaoke machine, fucking get it out here. It's a lock-in, lads.
Fucking hell. Oh, you can't have a spontaneous karaoke, can you? Well, I suppose.
I mean, to be honest, a barbecue followed by that segues into a spontaneous karaoke, that does sort of sound fun, but it's not something that you would lay on at the taxpayer's expense for the Yorkshire Ripper and all those other animals in that freak house.
Monsters.
No way. Not with my hard-earned tax dollar. I won't have it.
Our readers are going to be fucking livid.
These people are scum. They don't deserve deliciously char-grilled meat that has been grilled to perfection outdoors in the sunny grounds of that ancient temple of insanity. And then a lovely sing-along with a monitor that has the lyrics coming up, all the lyrics highlighted as they go along, so they know exactly when to sing the words. No.
Holding their fucking hands for them, isn't you? Make them make it up as they go along.
Karaoke is a privilege that must be earned by the sane.
Getting them monsters.
And Laura Biden. Monsters. People have not killed a succession of prozzies in Yorkshire in the early 80s.
Monsters who have defiled human bodies in the past, allowed to access the raw meat that they can cook to their own perfection, their own choosing.
I suppose he got a bun to put his sausage in as well, and some squirty ketchup. No. Unacceptable.
This will not
stand. There
has
to be consequences in a fair society. There has to be accountability and consequences for your crimes. What are we showing our kids? Where is the motivation for kids not to kill prostitutes if they know that they will be rewarded? Rewarded.
A cushy lifestyle.
With chocolate beats and sing songs.
Bed, board and Xbox for the rest of their lives. And barbecue on their birthdays.
Why don't we let all the kiddies run free and kill brothers? Because that's what will happen. If that's what you want, that's what will happen.
So that was the event that was a bridge too far then for the press office.
He said, I'm issuing a denial to this one. We can't. Because they basically like, if you don't deny it, we're going to print it. And he was like, all right, we're fucking denying this one. This has gone too far. Enough's enough. There was no Yorkshire Ripper barbecue and fucking... There was no Yorkshire... Hang on a second. This is it!
Oh, sadly, the episode ended there because we had a technical issue. Really sorry. It's a bit shorter than usual, but hope you enjoyed it. I think there was enough there to brighten up your day, perhaps. Not as much as a barbecue and a spontaneous karaoke, but never mind. We'll be back with more later in the week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.